I'm speaking now with some of the students from University College Isle of Man about an initiative that is involving the students with both young people from primary schools and the elderly at a care home here on the Isle of Man. Millie, I'm going to come to you first. Just tell us a little bit about this project then. What have you been doing and who have you been doing it with?
So we've been given the unit of like going to see people like primary school students and people from care homes, and I went to Ellen Vannon and I spoke to an old man, and basically I just asked him about his life and what he used to do and what he likes doing. And then because it's a unit about community music, I was like thinking I might write a song about his life. And I recently moved up to Bride and I found out that he lived in Bride, so I made a song about his life in Bride and my moving up to Bride and about like a new business that my dad did and everything. So,
and I think from what I understand as well, it's been quite useful for you, hasn't it? Because I think, I know it's only the Isle of Man and in theory the island's very small, but actually a move to Bride is quite a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think your conversation with him came at quite a crucial time for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it helped a lot with my song because I got like what Bride used to be, and like I've been given like a photo of what it used to look like, and it was like really nice.
What are some of the things that have really stood out in your mind that you'll remember from this?
Probably what the Bride tea rooms used to look like, because my dad recently took over. So that was nice to see about what it used to look like, and just like what the atmosphere used to be like to what it is now.
Which is lovely, isn't it? Because really, with your dad taking over the tea rooms, this means you're going to be at the heart of that community.
Yeah.
So how are you finding it up there now?
It's really nice. It's nice and quiet. And it's just like really nice to see loads of people come in and just talk to us about like everything.
It must be lovely as well for you and your dad to talk about it. I mean, I take it he's heard the song, has he?
Yeah, I showed it to him last week and my grandparents when they were over.
And what do they think of it?
They can't stop singing it.
Oh, well, there you go. Then it's a hit. As long as he can't stop singing it, it's a hit. So well done, you. Well, we'll hopefully be able to hear a little bit of it. But Harley, we're going to come to you now. Already a performer on the Isle of Man in drag, which is a really healthy scene over here, which is fantastic. But tell us a bit about your music then.
So, not to reiterate what Millie said, but we are doing community music and we're given the choice to either work with people in the care home or with primary school students, and I chose primary school students. We didn't get to have like one-on-ones with the children, as obviously they're in their school, they're learning, so we just had to observe and then send like surveys and whatnot to find out the information we needed. And then post receiving what we got back, I could start making a song. And then it was with a chat with lovely teacher Ruby, in that we decided that I should work with the choir as opposed to a class, because I had an idea of making a canon / round for the choir to do.
Oh, that's really cool. So what sort of age are the students then, the pupils?
In the choir, they looked quite young, actually.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe like year threes and up.
Yeah. So that must be quite challenging, because, I mean, it's little people at the end of the day. It's very different, isn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't nerve-wracking. It was just finding the... when stood up there trying to teach them, trying to not come across as strange. Because kids are, like, really judgmental sometimes. And, yeah, I just needed to make sure that they were listening to me and not just hearing me.
It sort of gives you a newfound respect for your teachers, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. So you've written a Christmas song, I believe.
I have, yes.
Tell me a little bit about it.
It's a very short song. With it being taught to the choir and as opposed to like an actual class, I didn't have a really like large time span to teach it. So I kept it quite upbeat, catchy and like jolly sounding. With just like very festive lyrics talking about like stars and like Christmas trees and all of that kind of stuff.
I suppose that's the thing, because Christmas, with regards to a subject for children, it's the perfect kind of content, really, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot to milk.
So what is going to happen with this song?
Hopefully, I don't believe there's been a confirmation yet, but hopefully the choir from the primary school is going to come down to our concert in Peel Cathedral and perform my song.
So what did you get out of this then?
I would say that I gained from this the confirmation of that I can talk in front of a large group of people and not be frightened nor held back. Because I'm used to doing a lot of things for really big crowds, but usually it's not talking. So it just kind of solidified that for me, and that has helped me going forward. I mean, I've like hosted my own show now, and that I was talking to the crowd a lot, and it just kind of made me more confident with those kind of skills, I suppose.
That's really cool to hear. So, Keely, I believe you've been going into the primary school as well. Tell us about your experience.
So I taught in the morning. I taught two classes at the primary school. They were both year five classes, and basically, as Harley said, we had gone to the primary school to preview, like to have a look over their lessons. So we looked over the one class's lessons, but I haven't met the other class, so it's kind of just like.
And what did you do with them when you got there?
Basically, I did a storybook activity, and that entailed of putting six boxes on the board behind me, and I had someone draw so I could talk to the class. And I had before I went, I had researched four stories just to give me the general idea of how to put into the boxes or what to put up on the board that would make sense. So I researched the six main parts of the story, including like the beginning and the ending. And then I had asked the children to pick a story, like a fairy tale. And I had loads of different answers, and I went with like one that I had written down, but I also like they had also mentioned. We did Goldilocks and Hansel and Gretel, because I wanted to do two different stories for two different classes. We obviously drew them on the board, and then after that we wrote down what sounds of musically would relate to each picture before I had sent them off in six tiny groups of four to get instruments, and gave them all a picture according to their number, and I... they made music, and I had created a little soundtrack out of what they had done.
This sounds adorable. It sounds like you had so much fun. How did the children respond to it?
They really enjoyed it for the most part. There wasn't really like any mishaps of no one enjoying it. They all really seemed to have fun.
Because I think one thing that I think I'm sure you've all appreciated is how important music is to us, isn't it? And how it makes you feel and how it can get you through things. I mean, has it sort of made you reflect on that a bit? What does music mean to you, Keely?
I guess music means to me like a lot. It makes me smile when I'm having a really bad day. And it just, yeah, it's just that little part of me that I can't, will never be able to get rid of, like, ever.
And it's, I think it's useful for you probably more so doing something like this, because I think you've recently moved to the island, haven't you?
Yes.
So what has it done for you with regards to that?
I guess it's just like it's opened that pathway up more. So, I mean, obviously I've always loved music, but moving to the island has made me like love it more, because obviously I'm coming with like no one that I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than my family, but I know no one on the island, so I guess it was kind of like almost an escape that I was like hiding behind nerves and, yeah, meeting new people.
What do you see your future in music being? Do you want to carry on with something like this? It sounds like you're enjoying the teaching side of things, maybe.
I guess one of the career paths that I really would like to take down is musical theatre. So I love acting and singing on stage, and maybe occasionally busting out a dance move, even though I'm not that good. But musical theatre is just like the one path that I want to like scurry down. And I mean, if all else went out the window, I'd love to be a drama teacher. I think that would be really fun.
Good goals to have, but I do want to see you bust a move at some point. I'm just putting it out there. Harley, we know you bust moves anyway. What do you kind of see your future being?
Honestly, it kind of changes on a day-to-day basis. There's so many different forms of art that I pursue, and I've got so many different outlets and whatnot. But at the moment, the current goal is owning my own, like, bar slash club, and in turn being my own performer at said place.
Harley's Place. That's pretty cool. Well, can you do it on the Isle of Man, please, so that we can appreciate it too? You've got bigger dreams, haven't you? Bigger dreams. I get it. It's fine. We won't be upset. And what about you, Millie? What do you sort of see your future being?
I hope to be, like, performing and, like, touring. Like, it's a big dream, but it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, it's never changed. And I just want to be able to, like, share my, like, my music and everything with, like, everyone. And with all, like, the stuff I write about, I want them to feel like it's okay and all that with whatever I write.
Oh, that's a really good dream to have, and especially because it's sort of that giving back as well, which we know that music can do. Is there someone that you admire that you've always wanted to sort of be like in the future?
Probably Ariana Grande.
Do you know what? I believe in you. Yeah. You can do it. And that's the thing, actually, Harley, isn't it? Because I think music definitely brings us together as a community. And with what you've been doing over the past few years, you've experienced that, haven't you? I mean, what does it do for you?
It's never been a thing that would make me smile or, like, trigger a certain memory or anything like that. It's just kind of always been that sense of belonging for me. I grew up in dance, and as I may not remember every, like, routine I was taught, but I always remember the teamwork that, like, we had to put in as a group together, especially for, like, competitions and stuff. And I kind of just associate that with songs now. So, yeah.
Yeah. And with regards to you, Millie, I mean, what does songwriting mean to you? Do you use it to sort of express emotion, or what does it do for you?
I use it a lot to express emotion. Like, I'll always just write little songs in my notes, and it's always about just something that, like, has happened or something in my life that's going on, and it just, like, makes me feel really good. Like, music, it means so much to me. I just grew up on it.
And we're going to get to experience some of your music at this concert that Harley mentioned. So, Millie, when and where is this concert?
It's in Peel Cathedral, and it'll be on the 17th of December at 7 p.m.
That's quite the venue to play, isn't it? Oh, it's very exciting. And I believe you're going to actually be doing a performance at the care home itself.
Yes, I'm going to be performing my song and just a couple other songs that we've all been practicing for, like, just for the old residents, because it's, like, songs that are, like, kind of quite old songs and we think they'll like them, so...
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you're working with young people and the elderly, so they'll have entirely different tastes in music.
We've got to, like, mix it all up in the track, like, and everything.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and all the very best with it, with the concert and also with your songs. We'll be watching your careers closely and see how you all do anyway. Thanks, everyone.
This is my song, and it's called Ding Dong.
To the middle of nowhere, with no friends by my side. Dad's told me we're gonna move to Bright.
No, Bright.
These roads feel unfamiliar. This is all out the way. We're gonna reopen Bright Cafe.
Oh yeah.
Ding dong every hour, driving me insane. Who could live through this pain? Then we visited Ellen Vannin, where I met a man who turns out he's a bright man through and through.
Oh yeah.
Things back then were different, filled with the best memories. Spent his life a part of the community.
Oh yeah.
Ding dong, yeah. Everybody. struck the wrong time. It was you who made it chime. Ding dong every hour. Couldn't do it without you. You're a true bright man through and through.
My name is Ruby Biscoe-Taylor and I teach music on the music course, the Level 3 music course at the University College Isle of Man.
Ruby, it's lovely to speak to you again about this and the class that you do with the students. You are really keen on getting them out and about in the community, aren't you? Why is that important?
Well, the thing is, these are our second year students, and the first year we kind of focus on fundamentals of music and them kind of learning about themselves. And I just think it's really important for them to go into the community and see how music affects other people, because that's why we all love music, because it affects us all so much. And it's more about making music for other people than making music for themselves. So it's kind of putting them in maybe slightly tricky situations sometimes, like out of their comfort zone, talking to people they wouldn't normally come across, and even playing, writing, learning music that they wouldn't normally do. And it's just to challenge them, and also benefits the community. So we've been to Ellen Bannon Care Home, and we've been twice to go and chat to some residents, and you know, they just love having someone to talk to. Especially they love seeing young people. You know, Harley walks in with a face full of makeup, looking absolutely gorgeous, and they're all so curious. They're like, oh, why are you wearing makeup? What are you doing? And they get to talk about their drag and what they do. And I think it's really nice for the older generation to kind of see what the kids are doing now. And then for the primary school, I mean, it's not been that long since you guys were in school, but also things do change, and it's a really good way for you to practice the skills we have in music. You know, standing up in front of people and trying to deliver an activity or teaching, it's kind of boosting their confidence in a different kind of way. So I think about all those different things when we're putting together the unit, and yeah, I hope that it has benefited them.
And they are different ends of the spectrum, aren't they? Because as we're speaking to some of the students there, of course, you've got the elderly have different tastes in music. The young people have an entirely different approach to music in the schools, because they're only just sort of learning, and they will absorb music and take music in a different way. So it's quite the challenge to cover both ends of the spectrum, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, they really put their skills to the test. Although some of them concentrated on the care home, some of them concentrated on the primary school, they both went to both sessions, so they've both experienced both groups of people and got to see the very different things. So the care home group, you know, they've been talking about what kind of music that the older residents like, you know, some of the 50s stuff, 60s stuff. And then with the primary school kids, you know, they're into K-pop Demon Hunters and that kind of thing. And Harley, who wrote their own song, had the challenge of, you know, writing something that they would enjoy. And so Harley did something really catchy, really bouncy, and I think came at it completely the right way. And then Millie and Beck have written songs for residents at the care home, and they've gone a very different direction. Beck's is quite gentle, it's really soulful, it's very beautiful, and Millie's song is a bit bouncier, it's a bit sassier, but they've both taken into account the tastes of the people that they're writing for, which I think has been such a great skill for them to do.
And with regards to the care home as well, I suppose, as you know, we've been hearing from Millie there, you get the stories that the residents can tell. And that's, again, when it comes to songwriting, that is what we're doing. We're telling stories. And so they're getting this information from them, which is then going to feed into what they're creating.
Absolutely. Yeah, Millie's song's wonderful, and you'll get to hear it soon. And the theme that goes through it is the bell that goes in Bride. And she joked that the song goes ding dong every hour, but it actually goes at 1 minute past the hour. And apparently the man that she talked to used to fix the clock himself, but apparently it's not been fixed. And then Beck's song, which you won't get to hear today, sadly, because Beck's got a bit of a cold, so can't sing, but is really lovely. He wrote it about a woman who is quite hard of hearing. So when we initially went, we had a big group conversation, and she wasn't really able to take part very much because she couldn't really hear what everyone was saying. And I think Beck kind of connected to someone who was a little bit on the outskirts and just wrote a really beautiful song, and went back to talk to her more individually, one-on-one, and find out more about her life.
What a wonderful thing to do. And so what do you hope then that the students will take away from this? What is the sort of main thing you want them to get from this experience?
I just really want to broaden them as musicians. You know, give them the chance to try different styles, different genres, different ways of writing. Because someone like Millie, who does write songs for herself, this has been a really different activity, writing something, thinking about someone else. And it just, yeah, it broadens your skills as a musician. And I think it broadens you as a person. I think it's just lovely to go out and meet people and to see the effect of your music. Like the residents at Ellen Vannon had such a wonderful time when they chatted to you, and I can't wait for them to see your concert. I think they'll love it. And the students, I think Keely really played it down. They loved her class. They had such a great time. They were all completely buzzing, really, really involved. And the teacher was so pleased because Keely was able to get them thinking about kinds of music and kinds of sounds that fit with different moods. And it's something they hadn't really accessed yet. So Keely did a fantastic job at that. Yeah, really proud of them.
And those pupils could be your future students. You never know. They might be inspired to go on and do music too.
We had a few real standouts in the class, didn't we? Some really interesting musical minds developing. So maybe one day, yeah.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. And this concert, obviously, later this month, essentially, it's going to be a really big deal, isn't it? Because, I mean, to get the chance to play in the cathedral, that's incredible, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're really excited about it. It'll be our last one for the course, and so we're not only having our own students playing, but we've invited back past students. So anyone who's taken the course in the last 5 years that Chris has been running it, they've been invited back to play. So it's going to be a really wonderful night with not just our current students and the work that they've been doing, but all the past students, and we can see, you know, where they've gone, how they've progressed. A lot of them are at uni, one of them's even doing a master's course, and so we're really proud of the students that have come through this course.
There's a lady here who stands on top of everything she had. Little problem with the sound, but she seems to get is a lover in advance. To the ends of Earth's expanse, took a visit down to France. Saw the sights at every shows the